That is just some awesome stuff. Mark chapter 11, then I'm going to go to Acts chapter 12. And if you'll listen fast, I'll read fast, because I have to read all of Acts chapter 12, 1 through 12, and that way I won't preach as long. The reason I'm taking so much time right now is because I don't preach long. So, you know, praise God. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. If you have it, say, I have it. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe. Look at your neighbor and say, believe that you receive them. Believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Acts chapter 12, verse 1. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread, and when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him. To keep him. To keep him. Okay, I said I was going to read fast, but I... Intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came into the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together. Pray. Now don't get ahead of me. You're wondering, why are you preaching this? Because that's what I want to preach. God's going to do something in this place if you want him to. I said if you want him to. Praise God. God bless you. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm glad you showed up this morning. And you can be seated if you're going to help me. Thank you, Brother Riley. That's some awesome playing. Are you ready? These Herods were Edomites. They were descendants of Esau. And like their forefather, they acknowledged the things of God, but they did not reverence the things of God. These Herods were a mean bunch. Herod the Great tried to kill Jesus. His son actually slew John the Baptist. His grandson put James, one of the inner group of three apostles, to death. And when Herod noticed how it pleased the Jews to kill James, he decided to go after the big dog, Simon Peter, as well. It was some 10 or 11 years after the upper room experience at Pentecost. And hell was striking back at the church with a fury. Herod threw Simon Peter in prison, bound him hand and foot, placed 16 guards to watch him, placed him not in the first, second, or third wards. Now, I know y'all have heard all this preached before, but you don't know where I'm headed, so hang with me a minute. Not in the first, second, or third, but deep within the prison. And Herod must have thought, I have him. I have him. Yet morning would find Simon Peter at Mary's house rejoicing with the saints of God. Because just before the day dawned, if someone was standing on the outside of the prison's gates, they would have seen it open of its own accord. And Simon Peter came sleepwalking through the gate. The great apostle had been released. What had happened? How did this occur? What had Herod overlooked? Simon couldn't move. Check. He can't grasp anything. Check. His feet are tied. Check. The doors are locked. Check. Prison guards are placed inside the cell. Check. Guards are placed outside the cell. Check. But in all of Herod's precautions, there was one thing he didn't count on. The Bible says Peter was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing unto God for him. Woo. Peter was in jail, but prayer was made. Peter was bound, but prayer was made. The great apostle was in chains, but prayer was made. We, I believe, this morning, I believe that we can pray doors open and chains off. I believe that the man who can pray has all power at his disposal. I believe that the enemy overlooks a lot of the things where the church is concerned. I came to tell you this morning that a prayer, a simple prayer in this sanctuary this morning before the noon hour can get a miracle released in your life before you get in your car to go home this morning. Woo! My. I want to ask a question. How many of you believe that if you pray in faith, believing in this sanctuary today, that a miracle is just around the corner from where you are right now? Come on, I'm talking about a miracle of salvation. I'm talking about a miracle of a healing. I'm talking about a miracle of a job situation. I'm talking about a miracle of a marital situation. I'm talking about your children are lost. I'm talking about you need direction from God. Do you know how to release that miracle? All you gotta do is just pray a simple prayer in faith, believing around these altars this morning. And anything that you are in need of in your life can transpire before you ever walk out of this building today. Woo. Come on, somebody, say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Releasing the miracle just began with a simple prayer. Simple. Whatever the miracle is, it's going to be loosed with prayer. Coming boldly before the throne of grace is the very means of obtaining an answer from God. I have many, since I've only preached here twice in my whole life, I have so many sermons to preach, but the Lord got a hold of me yesterday, and I couldn't get away from this because somebody in this place today has, and I know that you're going to think, well, you know, of course it is. I look at the crowd. Well, let me tell you something. It doesn't matter about the crowd. If there wasn't but four people in here, I would be preaching the same thing to four people. Somebody's got a need. Somebody's got a healing that they need. Somebody needs salvation. Somebody needs to come like the choir was singing. They need to come before God and bow their knees before Him and say, Lord, I'm in need of salvation. I don't want to be lost. I want to be saved. And a simple prayer and a simple altar. My. Quickly, the servant of Abraham, just a simple prayer, found a bride for Isaac just through prayer. So we can find direction through prayer. The miraculous deliverance of Lot and his family from Sodom began with a simple prayer. So our families can be delivered through prayer. I'm not talking today about a 3-hour Monday morning prayer meeting. I'm not talking about that. But if you're doing that, this is going to be a whole lot simpler. Well, that's good preaching there. Gideon's simple prayer led a miraculous victory over the Midianites. So we can overcome impossible situations through prayer. Hannah's reception of her miraculous Samuel began with prayer. So the innermost longings of our soul are expressed and possessed through prayer. Elijah's prayer brought fire down. Oh, listen to me. Elijah's prayer, 53 words, brought fire down from heaven. So prayer prepares the way for the fire. Boy, somebody shout, that's good preaching. Elisha's prayer opened the servant's eyes to see what had been invisible. So prayer makes us see and lay hold on the eternal. And when Isaiah and Ezekiel and Stephen prayed, the heavens were opened, and they sang about it today. Prayer lets us see things from God's perspective. The upper room in Acts chapter 2 and in Acts chapter 4 was shaken by the power of prayer. So prayer can shake a church. Woo! My Lord. I'm feeling good about this. I'm telling you. I said prayer can shake a church. It can shake off lethargy. It can shake off apathy. It can shake off spiritual laziness. It can shake off doubt. It can loose fear. It can loose anxiety from our soul. Jesus prayed outside Lazarus' tomb, and a man dead for 4 days came out of the grave. So prayer is the prelude to a miracle. It is the essential step to receiving a miracle from God. And just a simple prayer in the presence of God, in a body of Christ like we are in today, just a simple prayer around an altar. Woo, my Lord. I hope you're riding this horse, because hope your feet are in the stirrups, because it don't take me long to land. Praise God. Simple. If you don't ask for it, it will not happen. Is it then any wonder that releasing the miraculous begins with prayer? I want you to stand to your feet while I'm finishing it. I know you think, wow, what's going on? Well, God knows. But listen to me, I'm not quite through. Now, if you're not able to stand, if I understand that, so don't. We have an advantage that this early church did not have. Their history is right here in front of us in black and white, So I want you to notice something. When the apostle James was thrown into prison, no mention is made of the church praying. Now maybe they did, but no mention is made about it. Possibly the church had learned a lesson. Are you hearing me? I said possibly the church had learned a lesson. Miracles are sure to perish in a prayerless atmosphere. The good brother that was leading the service earlier had already opened the altar, so I'm telling you, the altars have never been closed, so they're still open. And while I'm finishing this up, I'm trying to get across to somebody, step out of that pew and walk up to the front of this church, because you're not in a prayerless atmosphere today. Step out, and I don't care if you're a member, if you're a guest here, if you've never been here, this is your first time. If you've got an issue in your life and a problem in your life, you are in a place where God can take care of that situation. The early church didn't have James because no one prayed. Somebody's got to pray. They lost James, Brother Shane, and they were sure to lose Simon Peter also if someone doesn't pray. Oh God, I feel a burden on my spirit right now. How many of our children, now I'm going to pull on your heartstrings a little bit right now. How many of our children are still lost this morning because we simply haven't? I've got two grandchildren. My granddaughter's in the church. And I'm thanking God for it, because she was so far out there in sin and junk. It was just a miracle of God that we prayed her back into the church. And she's in the church today living for God. But I got a grandson. And am I not praying hard enough because he doesn't have God on his mind very much, and that I know of it? But I'm telling you, a simple prayer today can reach. Come on, I've got a man and a little girl at the altar praying. Come on, somebody. You need to get a hold of God. It won't take you long, but you gotta call on God. I'm talking about, you can release that miracle today. You can release that miracle. Come on, in the next 5 minutes, in the next 10 minutes, you can touch God, friend. Maybe you've never touched God. Maybe you've never felt the presence of God in your life. You can feel Him in the next 10 minutes. God can operate in your life and in your family. And I'm not talking about just members of this church that can pray a prayer up here today and get things going in their life that they need going on. I'm talking to everybody in this sanctuary today. If you just want to get a hold of God, if you just want to feel the presence of God, maybe you've never really felt Him. It's time today, and I've got so many notes, but I'm not worried about notes. I'm worried about it's time to release that miracle. Come on, pray. I feel the burden. I feel faith. I feel faith in this place. I don't know a lot of folks in this sanctuary today, but friend of mine, man, woman, or child, you can walk up here today. You can raise your hands where you are and begin to call on God, and God can take care of your situation. You can literally release a miracle in your existence. Come on, come on. They're still coming. They're still coming. Come on. All over the sanctuary. Come on.